Okay, I told you that story about my coworkers when I used to work for the bilingual office downtown.
Yes.
Where that it was, and I vaguely remember was a blonde-haired woman, because I know she replaced my friend when he left. She married a man from South America, I want to say Honduras, Guatemala, somewhere where his English wasn't really that good.
Anyway,
she was telling a story while we were having lunch, and she was saying he was trying to learn English, and he asked her in Spanish, ¿Qué es la palabra batam? And which translates to, what is the word batam? And she looks at him and she's like, I never heard that word before. What? Use it in a sentence. How did you hear it? And so he repeated how he heard it. And she started laughing. And she had to explain, she thought, he, in the beginning, he thought she was laughing at him.
At him.
But she said, no, that's not it. She said that whoever he was listening to, it's not a word. It's but
Oh, I see.
But he ran, but. And she tried to explain to him.
Stop, period.
Yeah, but how people put that. And it's not something that should be...
It's a filler word. It's a filler phrase, if you will.
When I interviewed that woman who was talking about body language, she said it's a way for the brain to take a breath. That your brain is like, you know...
In other words, they haven't thought out what they want to say before they say it.
Not necessarily, but your brain... Like when you're breathing, you know, you.
Yeah.
Well, when you speak, yeah, basically your body's taking a click, you know, but you're. It's like your brain isn't getting enough oxygen. I don't know how she explained it. I'd have to go back and listen to the podcast, but she said it's your brain, you know, taking a breath, and yeah, probably that your thoughts aren't catching up. The whole process, but the wife tried to explain how that Americans use this word that doesn't exist because they're trying to think of
where they need a pause while they think.
Well, other people in other countries, they don't, you know. But it was funny. She was telling me, and he, you know, the way he just straight faced, ¿Qué es la palabra batam? And she's just like, I had this blank look on my face, like, what? But I don't, you know, just, and she just started laughing when she told him to repeat it how you heard it in the sentence.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, that's, you know, Americans use that word and it's not a word.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I'd have to go through the thesaurus. To find out what you would call it, but that the dictionary. But it's a filler. Like a lot of things. They use words like...
Like.
Like, F, well, and, they use so many different filler words that truly, the meaning can be lost easily.
I don't even think they're words, they're just sounds.
Yeah. Americans use a lot of filler words also that they don't need to use in sentences. They could speak a whole lot shorter sentences if they wouldn't use the filler words. And we do it all the time.
Well, like I said, last night on the news, I was watching that art of the whatever you call it. How guys are using that app Tinder. And Tinder is basically a, you know, hit and run kind of thing. You okay, here's this chick, she's, you know, down the block, come pick me up. We hit it, we quit it, we're done, that's it. And they're saying how men, guys, young guys don't know how to approach women, that they don't know how to speak to women, and the old fashioned dating and getting to know you thing is pretty much
dead.
Yeah, that it's because you it's so instant, you know, it's almost like
the art of conversation is dead.
Yeah. You know, that they don't know how to talk to each other, they don't know how to approach a woman, and women are saying, you know, that it's getting so competitive, and that you know, it because of the app, the internet. And I'm thinking, yeah, people forget how to speak. You know, because you go to a bar and all you see are people talking on their phones. And it's... And then you don't... They're not teaching cursive in school anymore. You're just going to have to learn how to type from the time you're 5 years old.
Well, the other tragedy is so many acronyms are used.
Yeah. Because you don't want to type it all out. Lol. YOLO. YOLO's so old. Some of them I have to use, I have to look them up because I haven't used them so long. It's like, oh yeah. You know. You forget. Forget about the old people. You guys are like out. You're SOL. You're SOL. There's an acronym.
What you're saying is that the new forms of communication will be broken when technology is. People will walk around like zombies going all the time and not know how to speak to one another. They won't know how to get anything done. They won't know how to cooperate unless it's on a caveman level.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
They'll have to teach each other how to speak all over again.
So could you say possibly once technology... Once we reach Skynet and we blow everybody up, do we then revert to caveman?
Probably.
It's Man. Planet of the Apes all over again!
Skynet is us. The machine may not necessarily become self-aware, but we're self-aware. And
but,
that's even more dangerous, yes. Exactly.
But,
When you use but, or times in a minute, or 2 minutes, or 5 minutes.
Go back to
bed, get some sleep, get up in the morning, and eat something proper. Start feeding your body real food so that your brain can think, because you don't know how to talk.
I don't think that all has to do with
it. It does. It really, truly does. If you don't sleep well, you can't think straight. Obviously, they've done studies on sleep
deprivation.
Well,
that I know, but I don't think it has... If a person uses all the time... I mean, when we're watching TV, you start counting how many times... and you forget what they said, because it's a 5, 6...
7, 8, 9, and 10...
Yeah, and then you forget.
All in the space of a minute.
But I don't think that's... I don't know.
We
lack
were
of practice. Okay, when I was told, because I'm bilingual, you speak Spanish, and people get all upset because you speak Spanish. But if you don't speak it and you don't keep it going, you forget it. And then
you
people
lose
go,
it.
Yeah, and people, oh, well, speak English, you're in America. I need to practicar mi español porque yo no quiero hablar como usted.
Is that so?
Yes. That's exactly it, you know.
Scientists say what you don't use, you lose.
There you go. So then is it because people aren't conversing and properly that...
Yes.
That, yeah, what did I say?
Grammar is so important. And I hate the way people use the language. Important. It's not said that way.
Oh, yeah,
it's
like library. When
yeah,
that woman
library.
Last night on TV was library.
Or,
I went, what? It's a berry? What kind of? Is it a lingonberry? Strawberry?
Or the word
library?
Ambulance. No, it's ambulance.
Well, it depends on what part of country you're
from. I guess